what these dudes will say. Hosted by Zach Amico and Louis J. Gomez for Prez, cause he talks that real shit. When it comes to comedy, man, he's the Joan Jett. Zach holding it down, he's known as a sniper. Got you laughing so hard you might need a diaper. Mondays at noon and every Wednesday too. You got these two coming through to entertain you. Talking to guests and the topics are jamming. And Louis loves giving shit to his producer Shannon. The superstar worldwide, yeah, Amico slamming. And you never know what the PR rattle think is planning. So here we go, yeah, you know we're ready to rock. Because the Real Ass Podcast is about to drop.
Woo! All right. All right, all right, all right. That's right, it's the Real Ass Podcast. I am Louis J. Gomez, Puerto Rican rattlesnake, real ass dude, Joan Jett of comedy. The artist formerly known as the Howard Stern of MMA Radio, international superstar Zach Amico is in the house. What's up, nigga?
How you doing, buddy?
We're in the same hat.
Yeah. That's great fine. Hat. You can get it on merchpump.com.
There you go, Zach. I've turned everyone around me into a shill. Mm-hmm. That's my goal, is just to slowly but surely, it's like a pyramid scheme for all things Louis J. Gomez. So it'll all come back and benefit me.
Yeah,
so
it's working out great.
Good job, buddy. Great show planned today. Nick Mullins in studio.
Hello.
What up, kid?
This is the first time I haven't worn a hat here.
Really?
I realized that. I always got a hat on.
Do you want a hat?
Yeah, I'd love a hat.
Go to merchpump.com.
Okay.
You can get yourself a Gas Digital hat. Now, Shannon, can we give him a hat? Do we have any hats in studio right now?
How long before Gas Digital has its own web browser that doesn't work? So that you can go to merchpump.com.
You can really, it's just everything that doesn't work. We, to be honest with you, we already have every single thing in the world in production. It just doesn't work yet. You know? There we go. Nick Mullen.
Yeah.
The Gas Digital web browser is dial up still, like AOL.
Yeah. Also, Kimberly Congdon joins the show.
What's up?
What up, girl?
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm good.
Oh, you guys got matching muscle milks.
Yeah, we do.
That's adorable.
Yeah, we're back on keto, so.
Oh, okay. There's carbs in muscle milk.
There is, but it doesn't bring you out of keto because there's no sugar in it. I looked it up. It doesn't bring you
spike your insulin?
Does not.
That's weird because it's supposed to be like a post-workout thing, right?
Yeah, you know, I think that it does in Lewis.
I just looked it up. I literally, on my phone.
You know, when I was really doing keto, first of all, people think I followed him doing keto. I was doing keto, and then we met, and he was like, I do that, but he doesn't do it right. He adds like way too many carbs into his diet.
Shannon,
I thought muscle milk
right
was
now.
Supposed to be like a post-workout deal, and like you do kind of want some kind of like insulin.
Dude, I use muscle milk in place of milk in any place in my life. So I'll use it with breakfast cereal.
Uh-huh.
I give it to my son.
Yeah.
When he was a baby, instead of giving him breast milk, we give him muscle milk.
Oh, you know how hard it was to pump it into his ex's tits?
Yeah.
Yeah, muscle milk's pretty dope. Shannon, Google, does muscle milk bring you out of a ketogenic state? And bring it up on the big screen.
It might not bring you out of a ketogenic state, but you could probably have like a single pretzel and like not go out of keto,
yeah,
right?
No, it's grams of carbs is in it.
What'd you say?
Exactly.
How many grams of carbs is in the muscle milk?
No, but look at the effect on your...
9.
I think that's okay. Because, I'll show you on the big screen.
Yeah, 0 grams of sugar and 9 grams of carbs.
Don't sugar alcohols... there's a bunch of sugar alcohols in there, and can't those also spike your insulin levels?
I don't really understand how any of this shit works, doggy. All I know is that here's the thing.
I also don't know if keto is related to insulin levels or not.
It is.
Yeah, it is. It specifically is. But I don't really know. This is all like bro science shit. I don't really know. Here's what I do know.
No, it's... it's real science.
No, it's bro science. I've been a guy...
the insulin's real. Carbohydrates are
real. It's all in the bro books, dog.
All
don't you tell
carbs
me.
Carbs are rumors, yeah.
Yeah.
So listen to me. I know because I was fat like a motherfucker.
Bro science is feeding your son muscle milk in lieu of real milk. thinking that it'll prevent him from turning into a professional podcaster.
Also bro science.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is bro science.
Here's the deal.
I'm majoring in bro science with a minor in roganomics.
Bro science to me is like regular science is Neil deGrasse Tyson. Bro science is when Neil deGrasse Tyson raped that woman and got accused of sexual assault.
Did that actually happen?
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, somebody accused him. He got Me Too'd. Yeah.
Yeah.
He became cool.
But at this point, the amount of Me Too's out there, it's like doesn't even matter at this point. They've all blended into one giant Me
That's
Too.
The whole point of Me Too. That's why it's called that, is because it's happened to everybody.
Right.
Or
so,
a lot of people,
but doesn't that kind of mean it's the norm that
so
it's
we
like,
win?
No, I think guys win. That means sort of it's like, all right, ladies, stop bitching about rape. It's just the norm. It's breathing air. It's a part of life. You know? I used to be over 300 pounds, so I've gone from being a big fat fuck to having abs.
You were over 300 pounds?
320, 330 pounds my first year of college. Yeah, dude.
Really?
Big fat fuck. And I've had abs before. And let me tell you something.
I don't give a fuck what you read in a book. I don't care what you read in some or go on some fucking website or some professional scientist.
I had abs 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, but you've never been a big fat fuck.
I was. Yeah.
No, not like me.
As a kid, so that doesn't count.
How big and fat were you, Nick?
I don't know. In middle school, I was probably like 5'3".
I thought you were going to say 500 pounds.
No, yeah. And then probably somewhere around like 175.
That's not fat, though.
That's pretty big.
I don't know.
For 5'3"?
A 5'3" girl. How much? How tall are you, Kim?
I'm 5'3".
Oh, if you were a buck 75, if you were a buck 75, you wouldn't be on this podcast right now. you wouldn't do the video version of the pod anyway. So, so you were kind of a fat fuck.
Yeah, for a couple years.
You weren't obese like me. I was a legitimately fucking obese.
No, that definitely qualifies as obesity. It's just it didn't happen as an adult. So, I guess there was never like a huge amount of weight to lose. I kind of just, you know, grew and then you lose the weight.
I'm trying to get back in shape now because me and Kim are going on a vacation.
Yeah.
In 8 days, 9 days?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to Jamaica.
Beautiful Jamaica.
Jamaica.
You going to Sandals?
No, we're going to a different resort. Mm. We're going to, should I say the name of the resort we're going to? No. When we're going to be there?
No.
There's not that many. There's not that crazy of people. If there's somebody that's that crazy that would go book a trip to
Let's
the resort
not
we're
say
going
it
to
anyways.
And then come and kill me, I fucking applaud them because that's a solid way to do it.
So come find us at.
Somebody killing you? I wouldn't mind somebody killing me. What I don't want to have to do is talk to somebody about, you know, how to get into open
too.
Mics.
Yeah.
that's the fear, is that someone wants advice.
Yeah. That is a weird thing that happens sometimes, though. Like, people will come and corner you for advice. If you ever meet a comedian or anybody, because I've met, like, celebrities, and you just give them a little fucking nod or whatever. You acknowledge them. That's what I do anyway. But I guess if it was somebody that I really... Like, for me, I like almost being approached by people.
Uh-huh.
But you have to almost, like, read the thing. You come over, give a little compliment, say a little thing. Even if you have to ask a question, it's fine. But right there, after
you
want
to come
minute,
up to me, what you do, you give me $20, you walk away. That's it. That's the end of it. We
it's
don't
like
need
that,
to interact beyond that.
The stevia dude.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The guy that gave me stevia. We talked about it last week on Skanks. They were at a stevia at Starbucks.
It's just his own powdered cum.
By the way,
he saves her when he sees you.
It definitely didn't taste sweet.
Yeah.
It was a little strange.
That's strange.
This guy, the stevia was just not at Starbucks, and then this guy was just there and he was like, dude, I'm a huge fan. Here's a packet of stevia.
Now that I think about it, it's really sketchy.
Yeah, it's a little sketchy.
He had stevia. He was a
Some
fan.
Would think that he saw me go in or saw me approaching.
Took all the stevia.
Took all the stevia before I came over and then fucking.
And unsweetened it.
Does Starbucks have stevia now?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's my shit, doggy. Nick, you're back on a, you're on a health, you're not wearing sleeves now? It's the whole thing?
Yeah, it's a first nice day in New York City. Sun's out, guns out. Let's go.
Yeah.
You know?
Do you see?
Because you don't want to have your shoulders pale. I guess my shitty fucking Irish skin is going to be like translucent until July.
Yeah.
So. You got to get started early.
Yeah, the reason I'm doing a vacation now is because it's the end of the winter. It feels like, you know, in high school where it's the last day of school, you're just staring at the clock, just ticking away.
Yeah.
And that's what it feels right now with the studio about to be open, with the new app, the new website, with the winter coming to an end. It just feels like I'm staring at the fucking clock. And that's why I'm like, dude, I just need to get out of here. So I'm going to go do it. You do that. You take vacations. You're just like, this is the first vacation that I've taken
in 10 years. Until this last year. I mean, because it was like, now that like, you know, I have like this disposable income or whatever. When I had money, extra money in the past, it was like, I don't want to spend the money on something that you just have it disappear immediately, you know?
Yeah.
I'm buying electronics, you know? I'm buying blow. It's things that I can appreciate, a tangible value.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
They're experiences that you're going to have for the rest of your life.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but that's the thing that if I was really, really rich, I would just travel.
I went to the Poconos like 2 weekends ago, and I will say that if I were in a position where like that was a big deal for me to spend, you know, like $200 on an Airbnb and go out there.
Yeah.
I would have been pissed that was the vacation I had because nothing really worked. You know, there was like nothing to do.
Well, you see that sometimes you'll be on the road. You'll be in like Connecticut or Rhode Island or wherever. You'll be in some hotel and some family walks in. You're in Rhode Island. You're just like in Providence, right?
Yeah.
And some fucking, and you're in an okay hotel. And some fucking schlubby dad walks in with his family, and you look at these kids, and you're like, "Wow, this is your vacation.
Yeah.
This is like your big once a year fucking vacation. And I feel worse for them than I felt for myself. I didn't get any vacations, but I feel like that's a better thing.
Yeah.
At least I have the story of being poor and like the trials and tribulations and you know, growing from being an abused kid to fucking making something of myself.
To being 350 pounds. My mom said I could never weigh 400 pounds. And I proved that bitch wrong.
Oh, shit. But... you know what I'm saying? Like, the people who have that middle class, not even, or like lower middle class life, it's not even an interesting story.
Yeah, I guess if you, because mostly those divisions are like cultural, I guess. I mean, there are like hard economic lines where, you know, if you go on census data in terms of who's like poor and who's lower middle class. But the being lower middle class as opposed to just being straight up poor is like, there's that weird aspirational aspect where it's, you know, yeah, doing shit like that. Yeah. Just going on a bad vacation rather than being like, well, we can't afford vacation.
Yeah, we just never had one. That's the truth. We never had
vacation. It's like being Will Smith's character in Pursuit of Happiness. Yeah. Like that guy, if you wanted to be happy, just be a poor piece of shit. Stop trying to get a job at a computer company or whatever.
Oh, is that the
movie.
Whole point of that movie?
I've never seen it.
Was that the one where he was gay?
He's gay.
He's the gay one.
He's gay.
Right?
He's got a concussion. He's got a son. You know, the aliens come. He's the last man on Earth.
He chokes out
him
his dog.
And his son. Yeah.
Yeah. It's
all right. You know,
he moves to Bel Air.
Right. His family gets kicked out of the dystopian future and has to move in with the Banks family.
Yeah. And his dog keeps on calling him gay.
Yeah. His daughter starts whipping her hair.
Mm-hmm. How about the
finale of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air? You just find out the entire time that Will's extended family was just white people in blackface and they were lying to him. And that's the big surprise twist.
Yeah.
That's why they were so good at pool.
Yeah.
Also, it just took one fight for his mom to just send him out of the hard main street to Philadelphia.
I think the implication,
and also to go live.
The implication is that he witnessed a murder.
No, there's no implication there.
Well, the song at the beginning is a song. Yeah, but sure, art is to be interpreted.
No,
I got in one little fight. My mom
got scared. Said you're moving with your auntie and Uncle Bel Air.
But I always interpreted it to mean that he witnessed a murder.
Yeah. So you thought it was a little bit darker than that. They were doing the TV friendly version.
Yeah.
There you go. Pull up on the big screen.
Take a minute, just sit right there.
And it's also like, I mean, one little fight, he got to go live in a lap of luxury with his awesome, rich...
If anything, he should be mad they didn't do that immediately.
Yeah.
In West Philadelphia, born and raised on the playground is where...
And also, like, why? I mean, if he's in West Philadelphia and
so poor...
I got
one little fight, my mom got scared and said, we're going on a family vacation to Mystic, Connecticut to stay at the Super 8.
We're going to Providence, Rhode Island.
Yeah, we decided we're not poor anymore.
His mom's old as fuck, too.
Yeah, seriously. Oh, this is the extended. All right, we got it.
I've never seen the extended.
Yeah, neither have I. This was actual music video. It was an actual big song, right?
Mm-hmm.
Back then?
What, like on the radio?
I think it probably was, right?
No, it was just the theme song for the show.
But that
most shows at that time had an extended version of the theme.
There was an extended version of the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air theme that aired during the pilot only, I think, where he's also on the plane in the middle, but like in the entire runtime for the whole thing.
In the pilot, do they show the fight and everything and him like going to live with his auntie and uncle?
No, that's in the regular... Oh, no, that... At that, I don't remember the pilot of the show.
Yeah.
But the theme song... I do know in the, or at least maybe in the first season, there is like a part where he's on the plane sipping champagne. That's like.
Really?
You know, yeah.
See, I wish they should have done like the pilot, or they should do like a prequel where it's like him in the fucking hood, like dealing with like real shit. Like just not even funny or at all. Just like a dark version of the Fresh Prince.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
When he's living in Wakanda.
Yeah. African Fresh Prince.
Yeah, West Wakanda, born and raised. We control all the natural resources. And isn't that the premise? I don't know. I didn't see it.
Did you see that, by the way?
No, I didn't, because I didn't have anyone to go with, and I was thinking about going myself. And, you know, it's like, I hate that Marvel bullshit. It's
me
like,
too.
Doesn't do anything for me. And it's like, well, if I go to a movie by myself and it's a Marvel movie, there's no way I can't go not high.
Yeah.
And but then I figure it's Black Panther, so I should probably smoke crack. Yes. Weed's gonna cut it, you know.
There
really wouldn't be
They're making like GoFundMe now, so like little black kids who can't afford to go see Black Panther,
yeah,
can go see it. But
I saw a billboard, or not a billboard, like a flyer, like a Kinko's flyer attached to like a utility pole that's like, we trying to get these kids to go see Black Panther. It's like you take a phone number so you can just call this guy and give him money so you can bring black kids to go see Black Panther.
It's the greatest scam ever. Those kids ain't going to see Black Panther.
Yeah. You don't trust GoFundMe.
Help children see Black Panther. $50,000 have been donated from a $10,000 goal.
Who's Frederick Joseph? Who made this?
A black guy.
Yeah. Well, it's like, if it's that important for them to see it, how about we just torrent, you know, burn copies of it on DVD and hand it out to black kids so that they can watch it as many times as they want at home?
Because then you're going to also have to have their family steal DVD players.
No, you can just...
cable.
Yeah, you can just put it on a USB thumb drive, hand that out to kids. It's unlimited use, you know? I mean, it's certainly not a marketing campaign by the studio to pretend like it's important for these children to see the movie and therefore they need to purchase a ticket to it.
They love it. I also... They act like the money is going to some African tribesman, some dude with a bone in his lip is like, oh, thank you for coming and seeing Black Panther.
Yeah, it's some guy who doesn't want or need money because he's from a simpler world.
Now Stan Lee's going to get blown by a black nurse.
Yeah, dude, it was, we went to see it the other night, and we're going to, I want to save the story for Legion of Skanks, but I almost got into a fight.
Oh my
Kim
God.
Was there. Kim, you can tell your perspective on it, because I want to see Jay's perspective on it tonight as well. We were leaving the movie, okay, and you know how at the end of all the Marvel movies, or every superhero movie, there's the credits, and then...
The post-credit scene.
The post-credit scene.
All right, also, too, I should just interject, because I don't know, it hasn't been addressed. If people are watching the live stream, I'm working a lacrosse ball into knots in my back, and that's why I'm fidgeting.
I thought you were having an aneurysm right now on the show, and I just wasn't addressing it because
I thought
was hoping
he was jacking
it was just
off.
Yeah.
In the corner of my eye. Yeah.
It's a good place
the whole
to
time.
Aim.
It does really look
looks
really
like he has
look
his thumb
like,
in his ass. Yeah.
It looks like it feels great.
They do work, man. Lacrosse balls are, because I use the foam roll all the time, and it doesn't really do it. But you get a fucking lacrosse ball and really work it in there. It's excruciating at first, but you know you keep going at it, and it really.
Look at Kim; she's dying for this right now because her back is always fucking.
She thinks he's still jerking off.
Yeah. I have the back of a thousand
she's dying
year
for
old
it.
Woman. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, her back is disgusting. If you feel the muscles within her back, it feels like an alien. Like, it's not a human being. Like,
I have
there's
an issue,
like tendons and like veins or whatever, they're out of place. It's fucking gross. So,
thank you.
Yeah. So,
it's warm.
Yeah.
We're waiting for the post
credit scene.
Post-credit scene, okay? And I don't really give a shit. The movie at this point, I don't even fucking like the movie.
Yeah, yeah,
the
but
post-credit
you know how people...
scene is like, you know, it's like the end of the movie and all the heroes are standing around. They're like, we did it, whatever happens in the movie. And then the post-credit scene is like another black guy like showing up. He's like, sorry, I'm late. Are we still doing Black Panther shit?
Yo, Black Panther's my cousin.
Yeah, yeah.
And he said,
I'm sorry. Like,
matter of fact, what
Ultron.
Happened was is the bus, no, because see, they changed the 52 to the 53. And on Wednesdays, the 53 is supposed to be the 52. So it ain't even like it's my fault. You want to fire somebody, fire the bus company.
Dude, Black Panther's, his power stinks. He scratches like a fucking homo.
I fell asleep.
It was awful. It was not a good movie, and I'm racist for saying that. Apparently, I'm racist for saying that Black Panther's not a good movie.
I just don't think superhero movies in general.
No, I don't think the
did
black
somebody
people...
actually call you racist for saying it's not a good
movie? No, you know what he did? Okay, so you know how people get really excited at those end credits? They, like, come over those. If you like Marvel movies, you wait for those credits. It's, like, a thing. People were posting about it on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Lewis loses his phone.
I'll note
where the seats are. Hold on.
No, I'm going to sidebar this. If you're one of those nerds waiting for those fucking end credits, you're a fucking homo. What do you want me to say?
Yeah, but they're at the movie.
You know, it's fine. But I'm just saying, I've never even understood one of them because what they are, every time, it's always a nod to the fucking nerds who know what's really going on in the next part of the series.
Well, they're an ad for the next movie.
Yeah,
but you don't really know. If you don't know the character, sometimes some character will walk out and you'll hear some fucking nerds be like, oh shit, it's X Factor Eyeball Head. And they start losing their fucking minds, right? And I'm not that guy. I don't really give a shit. Okay?
Right.
So
Lewis loses his phone in the movie, and as the credits are rolling, we're sitting in like the handicap right behind like the handicapped area where you have the rails in front of you. And so there's like a drop off area where he's like looking for his
bag. The theater employee suggest that I sit there? Yes.
Was the bad guy in Black Panther just a racist person?
It was Milo Yiannopoulos.
Yeah.
He came out. He was like, you are not fabulous.
It's the literal human garbage. It's just a man made out of trash. It's a trash bag filled with like little pieces of paper that say the N-word on it.
Yeah.
And it's got a Ferguson Police Department badge attached.
Oh, no, it's Compound Media Man.
It's Ant-Man, but it's just Anthony Cumia.
Yeah.
So
you're huffing and puffing. You're looking for
your phone. I'm looking for my phone.
But no. He's also looking for it in a very loose way where he's like, and he's like making like grunting sounds and like very frustrated.
You have to let people know that if they touch you, you're going to fucking attack. Grunt and let everyone know around you like, hey, I'm not to be touched right now or fucked with. It's actually me being a responsible adult and letting people know not to fuck
but
with
in
me.
But in your defense,
moment.
You were doing it during the credits before anything had started.
Who's reaction to, oh, that man's looking for his phone. I better go touch him.
That's just how he thinks.
Yeah. Just don't touch me. You gotta grunt a little bit. Oh. It's also doubles as a mating call. I was trying to make Kim horny at the exact same time.
It was not working.
It was working. Not as much as Nick fucking his back with a...
I mean, the roller thing is really getting to me. I can feel it in my shoulders, like, twitching watching
you
him.
You stop getting an orgasm over watching Nick's body gyrate?
It's so nice.
Look at her. Her palms are sweating. She's just staring at him.
I'm really sweaty, actually.
I really want to punch you in your asshole.
I'm going to go to this place.
Hey, Patreon Poppy.
What's good here? What's good around here for like trigger points there?
What's good?
You've been to a place?
Were you doing an Asian impression?
Well, usually yes, but that time no.
Well, hold on. Finish this story and then we'll go into where's good because she does massages all the time.
Okay. So then, then you're like, fuck this, let's go. This sucks. I walk away and you go back. I thought
Hold
you went
on,
back
stop.
To talk to
Let
Jay.
Let me forget it. You don't fuck another story at all. Okay? Let me cut you He's off. Just gonna... She's no, she doesn't know what happened, okay? Here's what really happened.
Let Lewis explain his version of reality.
His version really of my happened. Version. He's like, this is what Kim saw.
She didn't know what she saw. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Lewis sees black during these moments.
There were
by
a lot
the
of black people in that movie theater. It was crazy, okay? And so I dropped my phone during the movie, and by the way. Don't look for it during the movie. I let it just go. So that's number one. I'm up in the universe. Now I get to do one bad thing to the universe. That's the way I also think. Like, I feel like if I give if I do something good for the world, I also get to take a little bit back.
Yeah, I blow a homeless guy, and then I go fuck a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See? Well, that's really doing good for both of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Depending how you look at it, you know? I don't look for my phone. As soon as the credits start rolling, I start trying to find my phone. And I might have been huffing and puffing. But you understand, my phone right now is in sticky fucking gum.
In some black woman's ass. Directly into some huge woman's.
There was also a chance that happened. I had no idea if somebody stole the phone. This is fucking opening weekend, Black Panther. Okay? Everyone say, you know when you walk out of a movie theater after you see a superhero movie and you feel like you're a superhero? You want to do the moves? All these black kids now are fucking thinking they're Black Panthers, so you never know what they're about to do. Mm-hmm. So I try to find my phone, and I find it, but I'm annoyed because it's all sticky and fucking there's popcorn on it. But I get up fine. And now I'm standing on the floor. The exit's over here. I'm on the floor. Our seats were in front of a rail. There's no seats in front of us, basically. What I'm saying is I'm standing on the floor where our seats were. I don't know if that makes sense.
What was the last movie you got into a fight over? You were the last time.
Itanya.
Itanya, you got into a fight there.
Well, he didn't, but...
No, Dave Smith did.
Yeah, Dave did.
Different guy, different skank. We all do this, okay? So I'm standing.
We all do this.
Now, here's the deal. I'm not standing in the way of the screen, okay? This is one of the reason I'm explaining where I'm standing. I'm below eye level for the next guy, okay? And there's people behind me trying to watch this fucking stupid fucking faggy after credit preview. And I'm sort of just talking to Jay casually.
Lewis has forgotten the word credits five times in the story.
So I'm talking to Jay sort of casually, just like kind of like whatever. Now, these credits are rolling, okay? Mm. The scene pops up. We see it. It sucks. I'm like, all right, whatever. Then Jay's like, oh, wait, dude, there's a second post-credit scene.
After this, too, because I probably won't go see Black Panther until it comes out on 4K Blu-ray, in which I will be watching it on my Sony 4K Blu-ray player, paired with my Sony television and receiver. Why don't you tell me what the movie is about.
I'll give you a fucking synopsis.
Let's go through the whole
front to fucking back,
the
Nick.
Whole thing.
You think I can't?
No, I think you can.
I'll do the characters if you really want me to.
I think that'll be great radio.
It really will be. So, listen. So, the next one Jay's like, oh, there's another one. And we're waiting. There's more credits, more credits. And I'm like, dude, this is... I don't care. I didn't care about the movie. I didn't care about the first post-credit scene.
Yeah.
I'm like, Kim, let's just go, okay?
The movie was also... The theater was, like, tense, too. Like, if you had to get up and walk out, it was, like... Everything was tense. You had to be extra careful stepping on people's shoes.
It was fucking like, terrible. Yeah, dude. Yeah. Everyone's fucking shoes were bright white.
They care about their shoes.
Yeah.
It's like, Jesus Christ. So I go fucking leave. And as I go leave, there's a guy behind me. And he starts to applaud like this. And it's like a white dude, like your size. Not like big, not small, but not like definitely not a big fucking scary dude, right? Mm. So he starts to applaud. And he's with a Spanish chick and a couple friends. And I'm walking away, and I kind of turn and look at him, and I make eye contact with him, and I see that he applauded, and I see his chick, and she's kind of got a smirk on her face.
Mm-hmm.
So Kim's just walking now at this point, and I'm like, nah, Kim, I'll be right back. And I just beeline straight back to the guy, and I'm like, are you applauding because I left? And he didn't expect me to fucking come back. He just thought it was going to be like a little funny thing he was going to do for
his
friends.
He was shocked that you turned around.
Oh, yeah. He fucking should
have
been.
It wasn't in the plan, for sure. You could
tell. He thought he was going to show off for his fucking friends and his girlfriend. And he was going to look fucking cool and do a little smart-ass fucking faggy thing. And I'm sorry. Like, I'm just not... What do you want me to say? Like, I don't even want to fight this guy, but I want him to know that that's not okay in the world.
Yeah.
I need to change his fucking, you know, the way that he acts. So, I go back at him, and I'm just like, yeah, dude, why are you... And he was like, yeah, I did. And I don't know what was going to go on in his head, but I was like, yeah, well, why are you such a fucking pussy? Why would you wait till I walked away to say something? And why don't you say something when I'm standing right here for the fucking past 5 minutes?
This is also the plot of Black Panther, so.
Yeah, by the way, I've moved into the Black Panther movie.
Yeah.
It's the opening scene.
Black Panther is, he comes all the way from Wakanda to walk across the middle of the street on a light screen.
Yeah, so then his girlfriend, now the guy shuts down completely because he's terrified, right? But his girlfriend starts popping shit. I don't know if you've ever had this happen in your life, Nick, but this is the worst thing. And Kim, you'd never fucking do this in your life. If you ever do this, I'll be furious with you, okay? She starts going, yeah, fuck you, man, fuck you. Get the fuck out of my face, fuck you.
Yeah.
And I literally had to tell him, this is the middle, by the way, we're at the front of the theater. This is a whole movie theater watching us now. Now we're the post.
Well, hold on, now it's her job to go fight that woman.
Kind of.
Well, that's when I came over because I didn't know, I thought that he was talking to Jay and Christine.
That's just what talking to Jay and Christine sounds like. Fuck you! I don't know. Fuck.
But then I look over and Christine's some girl clapped in his face, and that's when I walked over.
Yeah, she was doing like, yeah, motherfucker, blah 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 blah. Spanish girl, right? Uh-huh. So then I was like,
I've got one of those too.
He pulls out a Pokemon ball. I just fly out. Pikachu, I choose you.
You know what? That is, that's what black kids need to see. Is they need to go see Black Panther. Fuck the movie. They need to see people of other races getting
being
into
animals.
A fight at the movie
not be
theater.
Able to behave at
and
the
then
movies.
All of the black people walk out, you know, politely. And,
yeah. They've never seen the Puerto Rican rattlesnake. That's the thing.
They get into
two Puerto Ricans fighting
M's
at a black people movie.
Doggy, I was so fucking ready, and I had to yell this to him because she's cursing, and I'm like, bitch, shut the fuck up. I literally said to her, I was like, get the fuck out of my face, you fat cunt, right? And this is what I said to her. And now here's the thing: when you call somebody's girlfriend a fat cunt to his face, at that point he has to fight you.
Yeah.
He has to fucking swing on you, or he has to, like, that's a rule. Like, I don't care how big the guy is.
This guy's like so far back in his seat. He wants nothing to do. He almost looks like when I walked up, I didn't even know he had anything to do with the argument.
Why clap then? I don't understand.
Exactly.
That.
This bitch is a fucking idiot. And I said to him, I was like, bro, I was like, at that point, I was like, listen, I'm going to give some signs to you right now.
No, go to merchpump.com. We got a super clearance sale on our Black History Month t-shirts. We're selling like hotcakes.
We really
but
do.
But there's extras, so.
No, we're killing it with Black History Month t-shirts.
Really?
We really
Who's
are.
Buying that?
Racist.
A seasonal Legion of Skanks shirt.
Yeah. We have them.
Okay. All right.
So I had to tell him, I was like, listen, I was like, tell your girl to shut the fuck up because I'm going to fuck you up. You're the person that's going to get punched in the fucking mouth because she won't shut her fucking mouth. And she's still fucking clapping in my fucking face, yapping in my fucking ear the whole time.
And then he didn't Lewis stop forgot her. To mention at this point, he'd already picked up a full soda, opened it, and tried to throw it at her face, and I caught it.
Oh, yeah. I was going to fucking douse that bitch. Well, I was going to throw it at her face. I was going to throw it in his face. I was going to really try to get
them
both.
It was going in someone's face, and I was like, this is going to cause a huge
Why are you still allowed at the movie theater?
They can't ban you from all of them, Nick.
Yeah. There's so many. Well, we have to drive really far to see a movie
a
now.
A judge can. I can tell you that.
Can they?
Schools, churches, yeah.
They can't choose movie theaters.
They can.
They can say all AMCs.
Did you know that there's the movie pass that it's like $10 you get to see unlimited movies or $8? Yeah,
yeah. Everybody knows about movie pass.
And nobody has it.
They all talk about it as if they've discovered it personally and they're telling.
But nobody actually has it.
Movie pass has been around for years.
No, but it used to be like it used to be certain movies. It started out as certain movies. Then it was certain movies, certain days. Zach, I'm sure you look like you punch yourself in the face because you thought of MoviePass and never said anything about it.
No, isn't it like? But you can't see it opening weekend. Like I think you're only allowed to see.
What are the no? I'll go to MoviePass. It says any movie, anytime, no restrictions.
I'm gonna go get a massage and then I'm gonna go to the Metrograph.
What's a Metrograph?
Fuck with the Metrograph. It's a theater on Ludlow. It's great.
No.
Yeah.
$7.95 a month, any movie, any theater, any day, unlimited streaming of Fandors.
$7.95 a month?
Doggy.
Yeah, I should do that. I don't know why I waste so much money on movie
things. I don't really waste money on movie things, but I just feel like...
That is like absolutely a business expense, though, so it's like, you know...
Whatever. Yeah, oh yeah, for us, yeah.
Yeah.
As a comic.
Yeah, so that's...
Let me ask you a question. Why wouldn't somebody... just go start a bullshit business, right? This isn't even a real business. Mm-hmm. I guess the answer is they'd be cheating on their taxes. But like, if you're just a human, like
I'll cut you off right now. They do. This is what like wealthy people do. They incorporate. They have a fake corporation, and then they write off everything that they do. You know what they do for their like rich family members. They write everything they do off as a business expense.
Yeah,
through their corporation. And like all the corporation does is make money through the investments that they already had.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Smart. Rich people are so good at being rich.
There's not. I don't think you can do it anymore. Really but this is you'll like this. And people are aware of this that they do it. But a move to cheat on their taxes is they'll buy a piece of art that's like worthless, and then they'll get it appraised for like a value much higher than what they bought it for.
Ooh.
And then donate it to a place after the appraisal. So let's say you buy a painting for like $20, get it appraised for $10,000, donate it to...
So you're making a $10,000 donation.
You're making a $10,000 donation, you write it off.
I don't know if that's true, though.
No, that's
can I tell you why?
I mean, obviously those numbers are not the actual numbers, but that's...
I believe you can only make the donation for what you paid, not the appraisal. No.
Not now. I mean, you used to be...
Yeah, because I'll tell you why. Because when we did this...
Don't pretend like you've ever donated to anything.
No, we did. First of all, we did donate like $7,000 to the Puerto Rico Relief Fund.
Oh, okay.
Legion of Skanks did a live show, and then we sold a live podcast, right?
Mm-hmm.
So here's the deal, right? I after we said we were going to do this, I was like, wait a minute. For tax purposes... Technically, the money that we collect for the live podcast, couldn't we say we're donating that money and then get a tax break on the money that we collected for the live podcast? Because technically, here's the deal. People wouldn't pay for a podcast, but people would pay to donate the money.
Yeah.
So in my mind, I'm going like, all right, we can still save some money in taxes on top of being able to make a donation. But that's not the way it works. You have to take this. You have to pay the sales tax. You have to pay. We end up paying the taxes up front on it, on the sales tax or some other thing. It just didn't work that way. But yeah, I was going to try to scam people.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Yeah, it just doesn't work.
That's funny how quickly I just completely zoned out as soon as tax talk started.
Yeah, yeah, I don't want to think about it. It really makes my heart hurt. As soon as this time of year comes around,
I finally bit the bullet and just got an accountant. So.
Oh, because you were doing it for yourself for a while, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're insane, dude.
I did it last year. I mean, I still do my own books, but I'm going to have a tax guy.
Yeah, you got it, dude. If I was in charge of my own, like, taxes and books and shit, I would be in prison right now.
Books are easy. Books I can manage, but doing, like, the tax stuff and figuring out what exactly, you know, I can deduct and how all those credits work.
I can't even manage my calendar for comedy shows.
Yeah.
Like, I'm so disorganized and, like, my ADD kicks in so bad. That I literally just can't do it.
I love getting organized, you know? Sometimes I'll pretend like I'm going to get some comedy writing done. Instead, I'll just make spreadsheets.
Yeah. You really do. You're fucking crazy great. Like that, dude. Yeah. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, I was trying to fight this fat lady.
Oh, yeah. So. Zach's on the edge of his seat right now.
He hasn't breathed since he's.
No, nobody fought.
No, we didn't fight.
Of course not. It's a story about Lewis calling out one guy for not fighting somebody and then ended up not fighting the guy.
What was I going to do? I was
giving
him start
a fucking
him.
Ultimatum. Well, you told him. You said, you either shut her up or I'm going to fuck you up. And then I'm assuming he didn't shut her up at all and then you didn't fight him.
He tried, though. This one I'll give him. He tried to shut her up. Right? He was like, babe, come on, babe. Like at that point, he was pleading with her, like he was trying to get the what she should have been doing with him.
Yeah.
The roles were reversed. Like she should have been pulling the what my girlfriend was doing with me. Come on, babe, let's go. This is stupid. He was doing with his girlfriend, which is crazy. And at that point, no, I can't just punch a guy in the face. If that. A guy here's what
I was the pussy guy in the relationship. Yes. But she, also, like, if she would have hit you or something, I would have done something. But
no, of course
at that
she
point,
would've.
It's like, if I started hitting every bitch Lewis got in an argument with, I would have been in 6 fights since I moved to New York.
I don't understand, because like, I would never in my life clap at somebody leaving the theater. You know, I get maybe it's just I like put more thought into that.
I don't even
like,
clap
I don't
when wanna, I like their performance.
You know, it's like I don't want to. No, I'm saying
I
like,
just stare at them.
Yeah, it's like you know I don't want to. Is it worth it to be like okay, well then maybe I'll have to get into some kind of fucking confrontation with this person. Somebody's being an asshole. It's like whatever, I'll let it go.
Yeah,
but if it's already at the point where like somebody's like screaming at my girlfriend or whatever, then it's like, all right, well, I guess I have to just get my ass kicked.
Yeah, you have to get your ass kicked. That's as simple as that. You have to get your ass kicked. And by the way, he got himself there. Yeah. I may have been a little bit obnoxious and I wasn't respecting the fucking etiquette of the fucking theater and not, oh my God, this after show. But fuck off, dude. If you want to start clapping at a dude as he's walking away, you're going to be told to shut the fuck up and then your girl's going to start going crazy. It's like if you're a chick and listen to the show, and we do have some female listeners, never get your boyfriend into a fucking thing. Boyfriend decide.
My thing is like, I don't mind getting, the idea of having the shit kicked out of me doesn't intimidate me at all. What does intimidate me is being in a position where I have to win a fight. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's like
10 dudes, and if you fall down and get knocked out, you're going to be stomped to death.
That's fine. Who cares?
Okay. What do you mean you have to win a fight?
Well, like if
you entered a fighting competition.
No, I mean like if I'm like I'm gonna clap at this fucking guy, and then you get your ass beat after that, then you look like a fucking idiot.
Right.
But if you're minding your own business and some guy's losing his shit, and you're like, hey buddy, calm down, and then you have to get into a fight with that person, it's like if you lose that fight, it's whatever. That's just a.
No, you're still a hero.
Well, yeah. Right.
Yeah,
exactly.
You're just a nice guy that fought some crazy person.
Right. Exactly.
To be honest with you, there were no heroes in this story. Yeah. I was an animal. He was kind of a pussy bitch who thought he was going to, like, look cool in front of this Puerto Rican girl. You know, and that's just, you said it right there. If somebody calls your chick a fat cunt in front of you, you know, you at that point, you literally just have to fight them. You have to get your ass kicked. You have to do something.
Yeah, if some guy was in Lewis's face being like, your girl's a fat bitch, your girl's a fat, dumb bitch, and Lewis was like, come on, babe, we should go. I'd be like, ugh.
You would never be able to get wet again.
Never.
That's it.
That's I mean, complete. I would, but with someone else.
With that guy. You'd want to go fuck that guy.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
And, it just wouldn't work for me.
Look, I'm not even... And by the way, you're also not a person that's saying, oh, go get into fights. You don't want me to get into fights. Mm-mm. You don't want me to get into stupid shit, but it's still at one point.
I don't want you to get into a fight, and I don't want you to be a bitch.
Yeah, you just want to fucking... Yeah, I don't want my chick to get into a fight either. I would want you to walk away from a fight. Nick, you got a girlfriend, right?
No, we broke up.
Oh, you broke up?
Yeah.
Would you want your girl... Would you... If your girlfriend got into a fight, would you even let it happen? I feel like I would grab both chicks by their back of their collars and I would pull them away from each other and be like, ladies, stop.
You know, I don't know. I've never been in a situation where, like, a woman I've been dating is about to get into a fight. Because it's like if... You know, with, like, men, it's different. Like, if your friend's about to fight somebody, it's like you're not going to break it up if...
It's a fair.
If their ego is on the line or something, it's like because it'd be more damaging for them to not. You know what I mean? In certain situations,
yeah. But for women, they're like both secretly want you to break it up. They're like, this hurts.
Yeah.
Please.
Well, I mean, look. Here's the thing. I just don't know if I could watch. I don't know if I could watch.
I tell you what, I wouldn't do if like I was dating a girl and she's getting into a shouting match with another woman. I wouldn't be like, she's right. You are a cunt. You know, to the other woman, it's like.
Oh, no, I wouldn't. I wouldn't ask.
I wouldn't involve myself in at all.
I wouldn't involve myself. I know what I would do. I would do even if you were completely justified in being angry and wanted to get into a fight. I would pull you away and I'm like, I'm not watching you even if you could beat the shit out of this chick, first of all, I'm not turned on by a chick that's fighting. That's not like a hot thing, you know what I'm saying? But
I fucked you up on the train like 30 minutes ago.
I almost punched Kim in her cheek today. I almost literally punched her in her fucking cheekbone today. That's cool. The end of the show.
We just went leave.
That's it. We're fucking around, and you know, we do a little bit of, we play a little grab ass, play a little bit of like, you know, we'll, you know, shadow box with each other, you know, slap box.
That is so gay.
And we fuck around.
Well, I get to fully swing and he gets to slap.
I'll give a little tap.
That is fucking embarrassing.
It's Why? Fun.
I don't know.
Why is it? It's fun. Embarrassing.
The matching muscle milks and we shadow box in the training.
It is
now,
gay.
You know what? Now I'm on the clapping guy's side. If I saw that on the fucking train, I'd be taking videos of you and sending it to Adam immediately. I'd be like, look at this fucking shit.
I mean, I put an end to it quick.
Dude, she fucking goes, she's really swinging at me and I'm just fucking around and dodging and weaving. Mm-hmm. This bitch kicked me in my fucking, right under my knee. It's the, I've never been in more pain in my entire life. She ran because she saw it on my face. I was going to swing. If you were in my range, you were going to get hit. And it wasn't even me hitting a girl. It was my body just reacting to being the pain that I was in.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't have even been able to get in trouble on that. But that's a whole other double standard. Chicks can, they can fuck around. Mm-hmm. I can't like just fuck around with you like that and start really swinging
you
on
open
you.
Hand
that's
slap one of those, me hard.
Those defenses like, I was in fear for my life and the lives of my fellow officers, where you can just do whatever you want. And
you slap me in the face when you slap box.
Hey, Shannon, edit that out. Thanks. Let's get some plugs. Let's do it.
Was that a serious request?
No, 100%.
Oh, boy. Are we plugging? Should I start?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
March 22nd, I'm at House of Blues in Boston, Texas. Boston, Massachusetts. Sorry. Big Bean Town show. That's it, really?
What date?
March 22nd.
Dog.
What?
That sucks.
Why? Is that
Skankfest? Me and Dave are there. No, me and Dave are March 23rd, 24th. We're going to be in Boston.
Those are different dates.
I know. It's just if we were there the same day, we could have done something.
Oh, I mean, I could stay in town.
Stay the next day.
Oh, yeah, I'll stay in town. And
stay the next day. You want to come do the show with us?
Yeah.
That's fucking dope, dude. March 23rd, 24th, Nick Mullen.
Well, let me, I don't know if I'll hop on your show because I don't want to dilute my draw for the 22nd.
Oh, we're not going to announce that. We'll be a special guest in the March 23rd, 24th Boston show.
Yeah.
No, they're not going to not come out and see you. You're headlining. You're going to do an hour there.
Yeah, yeah.
This will be a special guest spot. That'll
oh, okay. Yeah, cool.
Yeah, you'll do some fucking time.
I'll have a nice little weekend in Beantown.
Fuck yeah, dude. We're doing live podcasts out there as well. That'll be fun. Kim?
I'll be in LA March 25th through 30th. Come check me out there. Check out my podcast, Stone Science, on iTunes, patreon.com/stonescience. And follow me on Twitter at Kimberly Congdon.
Zach?
Twitter and Instagram at Zach is not funny. March the 1st, my new movie, Return to Newcomb High Volume 2, is at the Trocadero in Philadelphia. And then March the 8th, we're at the La Emily Theater in Los Angeles for a full week run. Come hang out.
Sweet, dude. Yeah, man. Like I said, I'm going to Boston March 23rd, 24th. 28th, Legion of Skanks live at the Comedy Store. That is a podcast with Dan Soder, Anthony Cumia. Other special guests will be on it as well. 29th, we have a live stand-up show at the Comedy Store as well. So grab your tickets at thecomedystore.com right now. What else? Yeah, GomezComedy.com, Gomez Comedy on Instagram. Go to iTunes right now. Leave us a 5-star ranking and a positive review. Once a month, we give away a free piece of merch to one lucky reviewer. I know. We give shit away. It's pretty incredible. What else?
Roastmasters.
What?
Roastmasters.
Roastmasters every Tuesday night. I'm fucking there. 10:30 p.m. The tournament's going to be ending. Eli Sayers defending his title next week. So, guys, come out if you guys are in the New York City area. Use promo code RAP. At thestandnyc.com. Get $5 tickets. Why not? Why wouldn't you come out and do that, motherfuckers? Also, I'll say right now, Shetty, you can kill the music. I do love that song, though. Right now, if you're listening to this on iTunes, you should know that we do this show live every Monday and Wednesday. The video version is live and free on gasdigitalnetwork.com/RAP, Wednesdays 12 noon Eastern. All of the live streams are now officially free on Gas Digital. So if you guys want to watch the video version of the show, you don't have to subscribe anymore. But if you guys love the show and you want to have access to every episode we've ever done of this show, plus all the other amazing shows of the network, use promo code RAP at gasdigitalnetwork.com. You get over 2,500 hours of archives on demand whenever you want them. Plus, pre-release 5 days early before the shows go to iTunes. You get the ad-free episodes, live chat, message boards, and a lot more. GasDigitalNetwork.com.
Also, yeah, I guess I should plug Cumtown too.
Oh yeah, of course, dude.
I always forget.
My arch nemesis.
We got a podcast, patreon.com/cumtown for the premium episodes. I also bought cum.town.
Did you?
They have a .town domain. So dope. But it just points to a Shopify store I haven't set up yet.
Okay. Well, dude, listen, good for you, man. I love Cumtown. People get up in arms if they think there's a beef between me and Cumtown.
Well, there's always a beef with everybody.
Me?
With you. Yeah, you.
That's also true.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This is, we did a joke. We were talking about, we came up with a character on the show that's, you know, Commissioner Gordon from
Batman.
From Batman.
Yeah.
So we got a guy, Cum Eatsener Gordon, and it's Commissioner Gordon, but he's just eating cum all the time.
Okay.
And I had to put this together this morning.
You made that.
Good. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But that one got me so good. Look, he's got a cum all over his mouth.
Oh, that is creative.
He stands up on the roof and he waits for Batman with the bat signal. And he's got a big gulp with a straw coming out.
So Batman shows up.
Where's Batman?
And he just sips it with Batman. Yeah, he just like, is there a problem, Commissioner Gordon?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, nope.
Can you stop drinking all that cum for a second? No.
It's getting cold.
This is really uncomfortable.
It sounds, I know it's a dumb bit, but fuck, that got me good yesterday.
I know you're a little old school, but this would count as harassment.
You know, I'm just, that's the old kind of gumshoe detective work that we need around here.
You mean cumshoe, my kid.
Batman, please, my daughter's paralyzed.
Is his daughter paralyzed on the show?
Joker shot her.
Yeah.
And then put him through the tunnel of love and made him look at naked pictures of her.
What?
Really?
Joker rules, dude.
Joker's the man.
Wait, that happened on the show?
No, that was like, I think it's the killing joke.
Oh.
There you go.
That's the first episode of...
Is it? I think they just made like a movie, like a cartoon movie of it.
Oh. I think
I don't know anything about any comic books or anything.
I mean, I watched the Batman animated series because that's like a great piece of animation. And it was like
you mean from when we were kids?
From when we were kids, yeah.
I dug it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Before Harley Quinn was slutty, didn't they invent her in the Batman animated series?
Yeah, she was an invention for the cartoon, and then they brought her into the comics.
Yeah, and then she turned into fucking, what's her name? Oof. Who plays Harley Quinn?
Oh,
God bless her soul.
She still has that thick, like, Jersey accent in the movies.
Yeah, it's Brooklyn, I believe.
It's the same accent.
Isn't Brooklyn and Jersey?
That people will get angry, and they'll tell you that, nah, they're different. But, yeah, there's...
Where was that guy from? Who knows?
Staten Island, Brooklyn, Jersey, it's all the same. The North Jersey accent and Brooklyn accent.
They say. So they say hoagie in Jersey, right? Whereas they would say a sandwich.
Sure, but, like...
You're in New York.
Speaking in terms of just linguistics or the like phonic quality of the accent, there's no difference between them.
Yeah.
Margot Robbie is who you're thinking of.
Yeah. She is fucking excellent. Kim, you're not into like lesbian shit at all, right? But you would hook up with that chick.
No, not her.
What? Are you kidding me?
No.
Are you kidding me?
Definitely not.
If she offered to hook up with you and you said no, I would kick you in the shin the same way you kicked me.
I would never.
There's a mannequin dressed like Harley Quinn at the GameStop in Union Square, and I would fuck that mannequin.
There are definitely...
You would also fuck almost any mannequin.
Yeah, in all fairness. It's a thing.
Oh, shit. Yeah, she's out of control,
she's
dude.
She's not great.
What type of chick do you like? We never talked about this. What's your type? What's your fucking...
I don't think I have a type. You know, just not fat, not ugly. Outside of that, you can... Hey, you know, let's
party.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. But most of your girlfriends have been white?
Girlfriends, yeah. I don't think I've ever, like, been in a relationship with somebody that isn't white.
Yeah.
Which, not by, like, design, you know? It's just...
Yeah, I think that...
by chance.
Well, I think it's, look, you kind of gravitate...
I guess I dated, like, a ethnically Russian woman. I don't know if that counts.
You gravitate towards what you know. You know what I'm saying? So I think, you know, if you don't culturally, I just remember in kindergarten, this was very natural. There was no, like, there was no signs. There was no, nobody was having a discussion about it. But everyone walked in kindergarten and all of the kids racially kind of segregated by themselves. And all the white kids sat with each other and all the black kids sat with each other. All the Hispanic kids sat with each other. And it was just kind of like a natural sort of thing that happened.
Yeah.
And I think that that's something that happens very specifically. And if you look at it, I bet you the numbers, I bet you the numbers are astronomical with people that are with their own race. I bet you mixed couples are a way less prevalent than you'd think.
Yeah.
Well, that even happens in high school. There's an Asian table, an Indian table.
It's just fucking Barack Obama's parents and the people in the Cheerios commercials. And that's it. There's not a single other interracial relationship.
It's really all about
George Lucas
food.
And his wife, I guess.
If you like the same food, you're just going to get along more.
Yeah. Bill Burr's with a black chick.
That's true.
Yeah.
I guess there are more.
I could
than just the Cheerios commercials and
I could date date a black chick if she, like I could date a Puerto Rican girl, but I can only date you because you don't act Puerto Rican. You know what I'm saying? Like if you acted like a traditional Puerto Rican chick, I would be like, all right, I can't fucking, this is a little bit too much for me.
Yeah, you know I feel the same way about you.
Yeah, it's like a whitewash type thing. Like we're only with each other because we're both whitewashed Puerto Ricans. We are the same.
Well, I wouldn't call you white.
No, it's not white.
I wouldn't
either.
Call him washed.
Yeah.
Shannon, is there? Do you have numbers over there?
It's a little outdated. It's from 2010, but it's a chart of married couples and different races.
What are? Let's see. All right, so white.
Now
the
this is
couples.
Some bro science. You know,
white wife,
about?
White husband, 97%.
Wait.
White wife, black husband, 8.6.
White husband, black wife. Wow. Yeah, dude. White say. Yeah, but the truth is, it's across the board.
We're not even on there, Lewis.
Yeah.
It's across the board. Well, no, hold on. Black husbands and with a black wife is 89%. White husband with a white wife is 97%. It's still astronomical. I mean, white guys are, you know, they're keeping it white for the most part.
Other with other is 51%. That's about right.
Yeah. That's kind of, that makes sense. And Zach, you've only dated white chicks too, right?
No, I dated two black girls.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, but the black chicks that you date are like punk rock, like heavy metal black chicks.
Yeah.
Goth black chicks.
Yeah. System of a down bitches.
They all look like, Forrest Whitaker in Battlefield Earth.
And one eye. Zach, you're so hot.
Yeah, I dated, one was like a regular, like, I wouldn't say, she was like a, like indie rock kind of, but she was like a black chick.
Yeah.
She was like a black chick.
She was like Tiny Zeus Lister.
No, that was the girl that broke up with me, and then I dated her friend who was the hooker.
Okay. Yeah, Zach, I feel like the chicks that are going to choose to date you are always going to be a little off.
Yeah, there's something there. It's a diagnosis.
Something that happened in their lives, you know. But good for you, buddy. Okay, guys, if you listen to my other shows, you know about Thrive Market. It's the best place to shop for healthy organic products online. Everything from food to beauty products, healthy snacks, organic skincare, and everything in between. I'm going to tell you right now, the site's super simple to use. You can just go click through what you're looking for. Let's say you want to have vegan or paleo or gluten-free or whatever your diet is, you can click on that category and everything's going to come up in that category that you're looking for. So instead of going to the supermarket or spending your time on Amazon or different websites, clicking through and figuring out what you want, say, hey, you know what, dude, I'm doing a paleo diet right now. I'm going to click paleo. I'm going to get everything paleo. Super simple. If you want to do sugar-free, if you want to do realist diet, I'm going to tell you right now, they make it nice and easy. Go to ThriveMarket.com/RAP. Sign up right now. You're going to get a 30-day free trial plus $60 of free products. How cool is that? $60 worth of free products, 30-day free trial. I've been trying to snack a lot healthier right now. And you know what else I got? I just ordered two cases of the Picnic brand cappuccino butter coffee drinks.
You're obsessed with those, dude.
I'm obsessed with them. Am I not?
They're so good.
I made you drink them. This is my new thing. This is what I do. I don't even know what it is. There's something.
You force liquids down, Kim.
Butter.
He does all of them.
Butter is like the main ingredient, and I don't know what. I don't know why that makes me, as a little fat kid inside, just love it. It's like I feel like I'm drinking liquid butter. there's MTC oil in it. I don't know what that means. All I know is that it's delicious and it's really healthy and I'm in love with it. It's thrivemarket.com/RAP. Go right now. You get $60 worth of free product, 30-day free trial on the service. I'm going to tell you right now, I love it, guys. You guys will love it too. It helps out the show as well. So thrivemarket.com/RAP. Okay, let's get back into it. Did you guys see this? There was an Uber driver who got shot. Or I'm sorry, an Uber driver shot a customer. I feel like Uber and these things are designed to not.
Uber keeps fucking up, dude. It's funny that rape thing happened and everyone deleted the app and went over to Lyft, and then
the Trump thing happened too.
Trump thing happened.
Everyone deleted the app, went over to Lyft,
and then that school shooting in Florida. I saw a couple of articles that were like, apparently he took an Uber to the school, and you know, like the people at Uber are like, fuck, like, it's never Lyft. Yeah. It's literally never Lyft. That gets
so much trunk space in Uber.
Yeah,
but you can't blame Uber for him taking. You know, look.
Yeah, you can. I can.
Why do we? People love to fucking hate on companies because like somebody in the company does something or says something or has some view.
Yeah. It's so like, Apple has Chinese slaves. Big deal.
Yeah. You know? I mean, look. Things need to get made, and Apple's a great company. So don't ever
themselves in droves at the Foxconn factory so that I can have a fucking a full screen on my iPhone rather than, you know, some shitty button taking up some of that precious real estate. But
do you have an iPhone?
I got the iPhone 10.
Exactly. So shut the fuck up, Nick.
No. No, I only have the iPhone 10 because I don't want those people to die in vain.
That's true.
I want it to mean something.
That's why I jerked off to
it's like
what's
if,
her name?
If
the,
I was
the girl
living,
that killed herself?
If I was living in slavery times, I'd say it was 1810, you know, I would be opposed to slavery. But I would be sure as shit wearing cotton because it's like,
I'm not gonna wear some itchy ass hemp pants.
Yeah, exactly. They died for our sins.
And I would for sure should be whipping slaves, because if I'm not gonna whip them, somebody else is gonna whip them. And I feel like I'm gonna whip them a little bit. You know what I would do? I would do that thing where I'd go, I'd like, get down, and then I'd whip them, and I wouldn't whip them as hard. I'm like, I'm saving your life.
Yeah. That's
and he'd,
smart.
He'd have to thank me, and then he would work. In turn, he would work harder.
Uh huh.
Produce more cotton.
Yeah. That's kind of what minimum wage is.
Is that what you think interns are?
Yeah, my intern.
It's minimum wage. Minimum wage is
more cotton.
Minimum wage is whipping a slave a little bit less so that they appreciate it, you know, and then
sort
they
of,
work harder.
Yeah. Sort of. It kind of is, to be honest with you. That's a good analogy for that. But this, he's an Uber Eats driver.
We're going to turn the Real Pull Ass up. Dude into yet another socialist podcast.
This will never be a socialist podcast. This is an alt-right Christian show. You'll never change my sensibilities. Uber Eats. All right, there was an Uber Eats driver is wanted in connection with the fatal shooting of a customer over the weekend. He shot the victim in self-defense, the suspect's attorney said. Robert Bavinas, 36, turned himself into authorities around 3 p.m. on Monday after police secured a warrant for his arrest on felony murder charges. Bavines was taken to the Fulton County Jail and booked on felony murder charges. It happened about 11:30 p.m. Go down, Shannon. Ah, black guy, not good. 11:30 p.m., the Buckhead neighborhood, after the victim, identified by the Fulton County Medical Examiner's Office as Thornton, placed a food order via the smartphone app. So it was Uber Eats, which I don't do that shit either. Mm-mm. You're basically paying like a whole Uber drive to get them to pick up the food and bring it to you, right?
Also, they're going to eat out of your food.
I would.
I did.
Did you really?
Yes. Yes.
You were an Uber Eats driver?
No, I was a driver for another company.
I drove for Papa John's, and they let you like put the tip in before you take it out. So if somebody like, you know, did a fucking like a $35 order and only tipped a dollar, you know,
yeah,
it's like, oh, I'm taking your pizza out of the bag and opening it in my car so that it's as cold as shit, you know, beforehand. I'm eating some of the pepperonis off the top.
Well, also people that order fast food like McDonald's to their house, they make you drive like all the way to their house. They don't tip because they're already getting McDonald's for dinner, and well, they just like, so it's like, I'm gonna eat some
paid,
fries.
You're being paid a service fee. I feel like
very
Uber
very
Eats
very small service
fuck that
fee.
If I'm paying
you're
for
not,
Uber,
you're not they, being paid
I'm
a
tipping
and you're
being
not
Uber
being
Eats.
Paid for gas, you're not being paid for the services of your car, how long it takes to
Doggy.
Get there,
all these companies factor in the tips that you're making into what they set your base pay to.
Yeah,
and that's why they're allowed legally to pay you way under minimum wage.
It's fucked up.
Yeah, at Papa John's, I was making $4.25 an hour, while federal minimum wage was $7 or $7.25
Right.
The fuck it
and
is.
You spend 25-30 minutes driving to someone's house, and they give you
and if
a
you
dollar.
Don't, yeah, if you don't, that's make, not the point I'm if making. You don't make minimum wage in a shift, it's up to you to tell the company.
An Uber Eats driver, if I'm paying $8 or $10 or whatever it is for an Uber Eats driver to drop me off a fucking meal, he's not getting tipped. That's I don't give a shit. I don't give a fuck, okay? I'm paying $10
well,
for that.
You know you're what? Getting
I don't, I don't disagree with
if
that.
Papa John's, did Papa John's do this? Because Domino's would do this as well. There's a delivery fee.
Yeah, but they don't pay Domino's. You that delivery. You don't get
that's
that.
That's fucking crazy. Well, they need to fix their system, and if I tip them, they're not going to fix their system.
You do get the delivery fee.
Do you?
Drivers get the delivery fee, and then they do that to justify, like, well, if you don't get tipped, and it's like, motherfucker, I only have the job, so I get tipped.
But the delivery fee is like a dollar.
Look, I tip every fucking time. It's not like, let's not be an asshole here. It's not like I'm not out there tipping people. I'm just saying Uber Eats driver is crazy to tip, okay? So this probably what happened, dude. This guy probably gave him an attitude because he wanted a tip, and then the guy was like, fuck you, dude, fuck you, and then it turned into the Uber Eats driver shooting him to death.
Sometimes you need to get that tip. Sometimes I would drop off food at, like, huge houses that would be like on Star Maps in Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
And then their order would be like $300 and they would give you no tip.
I also feel
and
like
it would
delivery...
make me want to go back and ring on the doorbell and be like, what is wrong with you?
Yeah.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Well, that's like, that's probably people with inherited wealth or whatever.
My car would be like pulling up like, like sputtering, like leaving oil everywhere.
That's why they're not tipping you. They have to get their fucking driveway cleaned.
And to pick up my mirror off the floor.
Yeah. No, I, look, I believe wholeheartedly in tipping, but I don't, here's the other thing I don't believe in. You know, I don't, it's not like I give a percentage on how much food I order. If I order a pizza for $18, I'm tipping the same fucking $3 or $4 that I'm tipping if I order $60 worth of fucking sandwiches from another place. That's not really, the person's not serving you. The person's just, it's the same drive for the guy. You know what I'm saying? Like, the guy has to just bring a bag to your door. So if the guy has to bring, like, multiple bags or is doing a fucking huge delivery.
Let's put it this way. Minimum pizza delivery tip, $3. If it's good, if it gets there, like, in the time you want or whatever, $5.
I always do five.
Five is crazy.
No. I always do
that's
five.
Crazy, man.
I always do five.
$5, yeah, because you're never your money, Kim.
I always tip five when I get pizza. But I rarely, I mean, I live in New York. I don't get pizza delivered anymore. But when I did, yeah, always five.
That's crazy. I do $3. Any delivery I do is between $3 and $4, depending. Okay? Any delivery that I do. And I feel like that should be the standard amount. If you're ordering a party's worth of food, but if you're ordering just for two or three people, simple as that, dude. Simple as that, okay? There's another thing with like the Starbucks app. They let you tip on the app now, like up to 24 hours after you give it.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here, dude. This is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a goddamn coffee. And those people do get paid good money, so I won't hear it.
Yeah.
They found this guy. Look, dude, I'm not going to, I don't know exactly what fucking happened there, but I thought the whole idea of all these apps is that you know who the driver is, where they are. Like, you kind of can't get into that shit. Everyone sort of has accountability. That's what I like about those apps, you know? You can't really, you know, get into fistfights with cab drivers if they know where you live and who you are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, somebody has a joke about that. It's really fucking good. Talking about one-starring a guy that has your address.
Yeah.
Giannis Papas, I think. I want to... somebody died. Billy Graham.
Yeah, Billy Graham died.
Who is he?
The evangelical TV pastor guy.
Pull up some of his stuff, Shannon. Do we have any Billy
At
Graham 99. Stuff?
At 99, damn.
He's that old?
Yeah.
I feel like I don't know who this
is
guy is.
Is he the one that fucked Tawny Katane?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know who he is. I'm not exactly sure what this guy is, but we'll guess who he is.
I'm going to ask that we all bow our heads in prayer. Every head bowed and every eye closed. For many thousands of people here today, this will be an hour of decision. And you will never be the same today. Even if you refuse Christ, you'll never be the same. Once you've faced him, once you've heard the gospel and rejected it, you can never be the same. It says when the rich young ruler rejected Christ, he turned away grieved, emotionally disturbed, Because when you reject the claims of Christ, that's a very serious thing. It will be an hour of decision for many of you who receive him today.
I can't do this anymore.
Your life will never be the same.
What is this?
Your hope will never be the same.
This is like an evangelical sermon.
What the fuck is this? What does he do? He does this on television?
Yeah, he's like one of those, and you like you donate on.
You know what,
the phone.
Sharon? Can you look up David Ring testimony?
What's that?
I don't know if I got the name right, but if I remember correctly, you'd enjoy this.
God. Yeah, David Ring. Yeah, I mean, people that watch that. So is it sort of like you watch? It's like you're going to church. Will you watch it at home?
Enjoy
this, man. Also, a pastor.
What the fuck? 1964.
Is this a mentally handicapped pastor? Oh, this is so much better.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Lewis.
Thank you, Nick. I feel like celebrating the life of whatever that other guy's name is by watching a retarded pastor.
This guy's 58 and a half years old.
And he's alive still.
This guy's about to call Jesus the real ass dude of the week.
I like it, dude. David Ring, life story. What is he?
I think he's got cerebral palsy.
He's retarded.
Yeah. Is that retarded, though? Is that physical or is that mental?
He's touched by an angel.
That's just physical, right? Yeah. So he can be in touch with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Not physically.
I almost feel like he can...
I don't understand why it's like when bad things happen to people, they're like, well, God loves me. You know,
I trust his faith in God much more.
It's funny because like things are going well for me and it's like I probably sold my soul to the devil, you know.
Yeah.
When everything's just good, you think you've committed an evil act and that, you know, you're just going to pay for it with internal damnation.
Yeah, but there's something to like, no, I don't believe in God. I don't think anybody here does. Right. Kim probably does because she's fucking.
No, I don't know.
Chicks always go like, no, I don't believe in God, but I believe in like a force.
Women believe in ghosts.
Like an energy.
I do believe in ghosts.
Every woman thinks ghosts are real.
Yeah.
Ghosts.
Shannon, do you believe in ghosts?
Yes.
Shannon, do you believe in God? But no, you believe in sort of energy, right? Yeah, of course.
I'm not religious. I'm just like kind of spiritual.
Yeah, that's what every chick that I've ever met
says. Let's put it this way, Lewis. If you had a hole in your crotch that could bleed and also sync up with other bleeding holes somehow,
and have
magically,
another and have a life come out of it.
Yeah, well, that's bullshit.
Sounds like a plot of a musical.
Yeah. I mean, you would have to believe in some kind of. There's still no explanation of how that happens.
Higher spirit. Yeah, that is also true. Doesn't it have to do with like the tides of the moon or werewolves or something?
Sure.
Werewolves of London. For sure.
Yeah. Just look down the other period, a werewolf is just sniffing the crotch. So.
Jewish werewolf because it smells like pennies.
Yeah, chicks are always, I don't know what it is, but I've never met a chick who's just straight up like, yeah, I don't know, that's stupid, just God, like whatever, that's kind of dumb.
I mean, I was like pretty atheist for college. I thought it was like really cool and not believe in anything for a while.
Yeah, but now you're fucking, now you got crystals out there. And
oh, yeah.
Fucking, I don't even know what else, dream catchers. What do you even believe in, Kim? Every once in a while, I'll look down and you're like just staring at a dream catcher or fucking.
Not a dream catcher. I don't even own a dream catcher. You're weird. I read books. That's what he means.
I don't know, man.
That's what he's talking about. They're books.
Those books
know what they are.
They look like they catch your dreams. I don't know. Yeah, I think that there's something about a person who, because I don't believe in God, but I almost, in a weird way, a person that goes through that much shit and has that shitty of a fucking life, you know, cerebral palsy, you know, has her arms blown off, whatever it is, I almost like trust them more to be like a spiritual guide at the very least, because they have no reason to believe in that shit and they still do. So even though I don't believe in it, like they're both kind of horse shit, I kind of respect that dude a lot more than I respect Billy Graham, who's probably a fucking billionaire and lived to 100 because he had great doctors and fucking, you know.
Is Pat
trainers.
Robertson still alive?
I don't know who any of these people are. Is he?
Is he the guy from Twilight?
Let's see. Pat Robertson.
He's alive. He's 87.
I grew up in a Catholic church. I don't really get the subdivisions of Christianity, like invalid, you know, evangelical, and like Baptists and all that. I grew up Catholic. It was kind of like we were disconnected from like the real religious part of it. It was like we'd go, we'd worship some statues. You're telling everyone's face they didn't really believe it.
You get molested.
Yeah. I saw a really fucked up video like this where they had this baby and they said that it was dead. It was like at one of these black churches and they're like, this baby's been dead for 3 days. Can you bring it back to life? And then the priest started like splashing water on it, and this
brought a guy in Black Panther suit.
No, and this like obviously drugged up baby started like coming out of its drugged induced weird thing, and they're like, "It's alive again, God!" And everybody started falling.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's some like Baptist crazy shit where they'll put their hand on their head and they'll fall.
Yeah, that's called
Pentecostal.
Pentecostal.
I worked in a haunted house. Black people also fall down if you scare them. They're like fainting goats.
Have you ever done sleight of hand magic for a black person? They think the devil has entered the room.
Yeah.
Yeah. Happy Black History Month, everyone. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They just faint at any ghost, the Holy Ghost or haunted house ghosts.
Yeah, the movie ghost. Oh, this is crazy, Lord. Mm-hmm. Oh,
space ghost. I don't like this grasshopper, man.
Let's real quick, number five, Shannon. Kim brought this up to me, and we're gonna watch this today. And I was like, you know what? Save this for the podcast. I thought this was adorable. These are two virgins that have never kissed before. And I guess they made a mini documentary on them.
Not only each other. They've never kissed anybody on the lips.
Ever in their entire lives. And they're going to get married. And they're saving their first kiss for their marriage.
And they're in their 30s. They're old.
Get on your swing. Can you get on and then it go with me?
Uh-huh. Woo!
Yeah, they're actually members of the retarded church.
I've never kissed a girl on the lips. Well, we've like joked about it before. Like, oh, I really want to kiss you right now. Oh, nope.
You're too cute.
This guy is so gay.
Yeah. Our wedding, and a lot of people are just like shocked when they hear that. Like, really?
She's so horny.
Look at her. By the way, look like she's staring at him. She just wants a dick inside of her right now.
So does he.
Just nervous about
desperately
the actual intercourse, I guess, I would say.
Yeah. The intercourse.
That it's really going to happen.
By the way, pause it for a second. Rewind it for a second. He's talking about a kiss, and she's talking about fucking.
Yeah.
Like, they're having two different conversations right now.
Yeah.
Good.
A little nervous. Just nervous about
just the actual intercourse, I guess, I would say.
Yeah, it's starting to hit that it's really going to happen.
I'm scared.
This is what she does to come.
I think that you should take a shower first. And then I'll take a shower.
Okay.
And then I'll put on my lingerie.
She's
then I'll come into the room.
She's a freak, dude.
And we'll have a surprise waiting for you.
Yeah, then I'll have a surprise waiting for you. And we'll have our robes on and we'll slowly take our robes off.
I feel
and
like this shouldn't be allowed in that park. That's on par with people that fuck kids.
This is fucking weird.
I mean,
did you hear her say do foreplay?
Oh.
It's a lot.
This is fucking crazy. I mean, this whole, by the way, we're just watching
really
two
good
nerds. Good.
And then have sex.
Ow!
I think they're in for him.
Who is that surprise guy?
Just like waiting, and then all of a sudden,
look at her. She's begging for it right now.
I gotta get ready, and I gotta do this.
Oh, ew! Ah, their whole family.
There's like a longer version where they keep going throughout the wedding, and they just keep making out all night. And they keep doing that at the wedding party. It shows everyone in the background like watching.
It's so uncomfortable. Dude, by the way, that's exactly how everyone kissed at first. The first kiss?
No, I didn't.
I opened it. Well, it wasn't like that. It wasn't like biting. It was complete open mouth and like swirling of tongues around. Oh, it was so uncomfortable and weird. The chick Janine. Oh, it was so bad.
I remember that was a rumor how you were supposed to kiss, but that's not how I kissed.
I remember instinctually.
Took his dick in your mouth.
Instinctually, it didn't seem difficult to me.
You have those lips though. Look at that.
I know. I got a beautiful mouth.
You do have a nice mouth. Yeah.
And that rolly ball thing he does back.
I'm a very sexual person.
And that Patreon, yeah.
Kim, the whole time Kim's just been fucking looking at your Patreon and watching you gyrate.
Yeah.
Fucking whore. So that was it. What was your first kiss like? How long were you dating the girl? What was it like?
No, and I was some fat girl. Who was making out with a couple of people.
At a party, pulling
her titties out. But, no, I mean, it wasn't ever, like, first of all, I've never, like, been, like, into making out, I guess. But it's never been, like, whatever that is. I don't understand how someone could instinctually not understand what
it looked like. They were bumping teeth.
Yeah.
It was not good.
Two nerdy people. You don't really know. You know, I get how. Was your first kiss good?
Yeah.
Kim? Really?
It was during The Hills Have Eyes 2.
Really?
Movie theater, yeah. But wow. Yeah, well, yeah, it was just, the guy was older than me, like 3 years older than me, and he told me I was a good kisser, and he had kissed a bunch of girls, so I was really excited.
The Hills Have Eyes 2, you sure? What year did that come out? 2007? That's impossible. 11 years ago, your first kiss, you were 16?
15.
Wow. Boner check.
Yeah. Nick, well, it was the first time I made out with someone. The first time I like pet kissed someone, I was 13. But yeah, the first time I like made out with a guy was in high school, freshman year.
I was in the eighth grade. I was in the eighth grade.
So it was ninth grade.
Not good.
I think I was 14, and then I started fucking like when I was 15.
Really?
Yeah, and it was like I think I kissed maybe two girls, and then when I was 15, I remember my friend who was like more of kind of like a nerd than me. He got like a girlfriend and fucked. And I was like, boy, he can't. He gets to fuck. Like,
it was a race back then. Yeah. Just like, do it. You just wanted to get it out. As a dude, it was always like,
yeah,
I gotta fuck. You know, all
well,
my,
it goes faster
cool
girls too.
It.
I remember thinking like, oh, if I don't fuck, you know, I'm gay or whatever. And then I ended up fucking like two or three people like within like 2 months of that.
Really?
Yeah.
Just crushing ass in high school.
I don't even think about it.
That's pretty, dude, being 14 or 15 years old and fucking two or three chicks within a couple months is pretty good.
Yeah.
Because chicks weren't just giving up like that.
Yes, they were.
Yeah, they were. Dude.
Not
too
many.
They weren't.
Because here's the thing. It's like, it's either they were or they weren't, you know? It's like either it's like girls would just like fuck you. Because it's like, what is like,
you know, was no persuading a girl to fuck you. She was either going to fuck you or she wasn't going to fuck anyone.
Yeah, because it's like a 15-year-old girl. It's not like, well, does he have a good job? Like, there's nothing else you need to do.
No, 9th or 10th grade.
It's either I'm fucking right now or I'm not.
Exactly.
There was a handful of girls that were like that in 9th or 10th grade, and they typically were like, they were fucking the dudes who were like smoking weed and cigarettes and like driving cars. I was in Salty Black Flower. I had long hair. I was a Marilyn Manson fan. The girls that were like in my, like, you'd have to date them for a few months, and then they'd lose their virginity to you, and it was a fucking whole thing. You know?
I never did any of that shit.
Oh,
I didn't have. I wasn't in a relationship until I was like 18, I think.
So you didn't love the girl you lost your virginity to?
No, not at all.
You didn't make sweet love for like 4 hours listening to Pantera and music?
No, yeah. I don't think I like fucked someone in a way where it was like, you know, like I would fuck now as an adult, where it's like, yeah, this is like fun. We can fuck for a while, until I was probably like 21 years old.
Really?
Or maybe 20. Yeah, 20 or 21. It was mostly just like bad, you know. Even in my first relationship, it was never like good.
I agree with that too.
Yeah.
I feel like I didn't start having good sex until I was like 23.
Yeah,
24.
Yeah. And then a lot of that too is like when you're
27.
When you're like, you know, a teenager. I mean, it's like your dick is just always hard. It's like about to pop constantly. And then, like, as soon as you start fucking, it's like you're just literally counting down until you can nut.
The first time I gave a blowjob, I made the guy wear a condom.
I've had that happen, like, once.
What, condom blowjob?
Condom blowjob.
Condom blowjob.
In the back of a cab with a random broad.
Mm.
And it just wasn't good. I was like, what are we doing here?
Well, yeah.
There's so many factors for me.
I was 15.
There's so many factors for me not to get hard. Like, if you put that many barriers in front of, there's like a fucking, the camera was,
if you're blowing someone in a cab, you might as well just not use a condom.
Yeah, you're such a whore, but you're going to use a condom? Like, what is wrong with you?
You're blowing someone in a cab.
The cab driver was furious.
The cab driver's like, hey, excuse me, you said Green Avenue? Your turn, please?
No, dude, I fucking told him to just drive around. I was like, hey, dude, just drive around.
Do I stay on Nostrand?
And he was furious. And it was a Spanish chick. And we didn't even finish. It was like just awful for like a few minutes. And he kicked us out of the cab. And she got really racist. This is like 2003. She started talking about like screaming at him about 9/11, calling him a sand nigger. It was crazy.
That's what I was looking for.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. Trashy broad. All right. So I guess God bless Billy Graham's soul. I don't know. I thought there was more to that story. I didn't know who he was, but yeah, fuck him, right?
Yeah, fuck him. Oh no.
Nick lost his ball. It's over. All right. So look, we're gonna get out of here in a few minutes. I want to do some questions, Shannon.
Give me a fucking answer.
fucking answer. Give me a fucking answer. I'm asking you for the answer. It's a question.
Shannon, how can people join the conversation?
You can go to gomezcomedy.com, the contact section, and send an email to Lewis with Realist questions in the subject title, or on Twitter at Lewis J. Gomez, or Instagram Gomez Comedy, or if you're in the chat room, you can shoot questions out over there as well.
Yeah, if you guys are in the chat right now, shoot us some questions. Shannon will pick two or three of the best questions from the chat before we get out of here. I did have one on Instagram that I found interesting. Shannon, I also forwarded you one via email.
Yeah.
If you want to pull that up in just a second. This is on Instagram. I thought this was an interesting question. That dude Frank wants to know, what are weed prices like in New York and how easy is it to find? I remember there used to be a website that used to be when you used to travel the world, like how to find weed. Like they gave you like tips and like the prices and the breakdown and all this other shit. Yeah. It was pretty cool. But weed in New York, I guess we can do more because we want to get Nick involved. So we could do more than just weed. We could do coke prices too, right? Why not?
Yeah.
What? Let's
like 100. Cocaine is always $100, and you get either a vial or a bag. And I'm assuming that bag is a gram.
And it could be whatever they decide it's going to be, because nobody ever weighs
right.
it.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Basically.
Who's weighing cocaine? Like that they purchased. It's like a fucking gram.
I mean, I guess if you have a scale, you might want to see if your dealer's fucking being consistent. You want to, somebody does it. Weed prices in New York. Here's the thing. Here's the problem with weed in New York, and it's gotten way better. You know. But it's a sort of you take what you can get thing in New York. You know, you'll have a few dealers, a few contacts, and they have what they're going to get. And it sort of becomes like they only have like really high quality stuff. You'll get like a dude, you'll find a guy who has really fucking high quality stuff. And you're like, all right, I'm going to go to that guy. And that's like Cali level, Denver level like weed. And it's usually between 50 and 60 for an eighth of that. Okay. And then you'll find guys that it's like a little less quality. It's still really good, but it's not like crazy shit. Then it's like $40 an eighth, and I don't really buy anything below that. But an ounce, you spend about between $200 and $300, depending. Sometimes a little bit more if it's like crazy, crazy weed. But if you want to buy weed in New York, okay, I mean, you just moved here. You kind of have to know somebody. But let's say you're on vacation in New York City, and you wanted to buy weed. What would you say is the best way to do it?
I would say go to I would go to like a heavy metal bar or like a dive bar and just get to know people.
Yeah.
It's such a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Back in the day, you know, that's what it was. Every city used to go to, you used to have to fucking find somebody. Even Cali, when I first started going to Cali, before it was like so legal, you have to find somebody who had a medical card and they had to go there. You had to wait for them. And it's all over the place now. But if you're going to go to New York, don't go to, like, Washington Square Park where they say, don't wait for a fucking dude on the street. You literally have to pre-set it up. You have to know somebody. You have to know a friend. If you don't know somebody, hit me up, motherfucker. If you're listening to this podcast and you're in New York, you don't know somebody, I'll be your only fucking source. I'll hook you up with somebody who's really good. Because you don't want to go on the street, dude. I've been in jail so many times from buying weed on the street from some random dude.
Yeah.
Do you ever buy coke on the street, like late at night at a bar?
No.
Some dude comes up to you.
I don't even have my own guy. I just have friends that have guys, and then we hang out, and then I say, "Yeah, let's do this." And then
that's the best way to do it.
Yeah, no, never.
Yeah, Shannon, what was the question via email?
Dear Mr. J. Gomez, I recently started seeing a new woman, and she's pretty great. Doesn't make me wear a condom. She asked what I was looking for, and we agreed to keep it casual and open for now, but that she wants me to tell her if I start sleeping with other girls. Is that a trap or what? Should I just wear condoms with other girls and call it good? Blop, blop, doggy. Thank you for all the podcasts. And that's Sean.
It's a real-ass question right there.
Yeah. That's better than the usual ones.
Yeah. No.
In fact, I don't think you should be answering that.
No.
You should be taking that question directly to Dr. Ruth, you know?
No, listen to me. Here's the truth, okay? What I've learned through the years of being a fucking scumbag is honesty is the best policy.
Mm-hmm.
10 out of 10 times. Just be fucking honest, okay? Be honest with that chick. Tell her you want to bang other chicks. Just use condoms. Use condoms with the other broads. If she's down with you, if she's still down to hook up with you, but she's only down to have sex with you if you're wearing condoms with other chicks, then fuck yeah, dude, do that. Why wouldn't you? You know? Or better yet, convince her to bring chicks into the bedroom. Best of both worlds. Right, Kim?
Right.
So, this is Nightcat Mountain Trash wants to know, how do I explain to my friends and family that I listen to a podcast that that ironically promotes racism, having sex with your dad, and cum? So I'm assuming that's Cumtown.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we're not ironic about our racism and sexism and all that other stuff here.
Yeah.
So how do you explain to your friends and family that they listen to a podcast like that? That's the thing that I've gotten with, like, Legion of Skanks before. People will show it to their friends and family and be like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Why are you showing things to your friends and family?
Yeah. Make it your own thing.
Yeah, I guess, I don't know. I just don't listen to it if you're in a position where, like, you have to justify your interest to people. There's plenty of dumb shit I like. I like the show Burn Notice. I don't have to explain to people why I like it. I thought it was an okay show.
Yeah, well, if you shouldn't be trying to get people to listen to these shows if they're fucking uptight assholes, right? Yeah. You should know beforehand
I think the question in there really is, how do I justify it to myself? Because I don't know who asked that question, but it does come up with, like, especially with us, because we have overlap with Chapo, that's mostly just physical and an issue of proximity because I live with Amber or whatever.
Yeah.
Is people that identify as socialist or whatever, or leftists or what have you, that say, well, how can I listen to this show if it engages in all of this, like, casual, ironic hipster racism or whatever? And it's like, is that racist? Or, you know, and the answer is yes, it is racist. You know, I'm sure that, like, that you could find plenty of people of color or people who are queer or whatever that, like, certainly object to the things that we say and do. And, you know, I mean, to those people one-on-one, if they came up to me, I would apologize or whatever, but it's like, I just have to...
Would you?
Yeah, sure.
If somebody
was like, man, you really... No, because you know what? It's happened in the past. I have, like, one of my best friends was, like, black when I was a teenager, and, like, I crossed a line one time joking around, and he was like...
On the show?
No, when we were teenagers.
Right, I'm talking about on the show, though. Like, if some black dude was listening to Cumtown,
yeah,
and he said, I was offended by that, would you apologize to him if he individually came up to you?
What is the context?
Context is you made a joke that was...
No, but I mean, in what context is he approaching me? Is this just a DM or whatever? Because I'll engage with people in a conversation about it, and if it seems like good faith criticism, then I'll talk to them about it.
Of course.
And it's like, you know, to a certain extent, yeah, it is indefensible. But my goal ever is to just, like, make myself and my friends laugh, and then if you look in terms of, like, the things that I believe or how I feel, I mean, you know, I don't feel like I'm prejudging people or I don't give people the benefit of the doubt. I do analyze any kind of, like, internal racism I have or prejudices I may have, and I do try to think critically about it.
Well, I've heard you kind of talk about this before, and you've kind of been like, you don't feel as if a comic that we have any sort of carte blanche or any right more so than the average, you know, Joe Public American to kind of make these jokes.
Yeah, and, I don't think that you do.
I think we kind of do, and I'll tell you why. Right's not the word. We don't have a right. That's stupid. That's a dumb way to put it.
Oh, it's definitely easier because I live off of it.
Well,
so.
What I'm saying is, you know, it's your job. I mean, this is literally what you do to make money. It's to go and find funny things to talk about. And when you're doing a podcast for 2, 3, 4, 10 hours a week sometimes, depending on, you know, what you're doing, and you're trying to, you know, sort of come up with edgier or stuff that's kind of, you know, on the edge or that some people might consider offensive, because there is a huge market for that and people do enjoy that type of content.
Sure,
what makes you and your friends laugh is that type of content.
Yeah,
it's shit that's on the edge, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So regardless, to, you know, that is proof right there that there's a market for it, because you and your friends are sitting in a room and you have thousands of people that listen to your show that like that type of content. So I believe that when I say you have a right to make it more so than the average guy. No, it's not a right, but you have to do that. That's how you make your money. That's how you pay your bills. If somebody else were to decide to make their money that way, I would go, yeah, of course. It's like, you know, if somebody's works in construction, they got to fucking dig up the you know, land or whatever they got to do. They got to lay a foundation. That's part of their job. It's another guy doesn't get to come in and fucking, you know, do that.
Yeah.
I don't know if that makes sense.
I guess to put a bow on everything. It's like, how do you justify what you do and what you say if it is, like, ironically offensive? What's the difference between something that's ironically offensive and something that's actually offensive?
Right.
And that was something I struggled with a lot, especially after the election, and especially after, like, a lot of guys that I thought were funny that sort of walked the line, You know, guys like Ant or whatever that sort of just like became outright reactionaries or Nazis or racists.
Well, he's also really into politics. I don't give a fuck about politics at all. There's nothing that happens in the world of politics or social issues that I actually give a fuck about. I care about coming in and talking shit with my friends and having fun while I do.
Well, a lot of people do care about politics, right. And a lot of people do care about people's genuine intentions. And I think like that is something you should be careful of. But there's also an undercurrent right now of like this moral testing that everybody's doing and making sure that people are good or bad or putting them in those categories. And I think it's very easy to fall into that trap also where you're not thinking critically about the content you're consuming and whether or not it's actually good or bad in terms of advancing or detracting from a state of, you know, racism at large, or if you're just falling into this impulse that people have right now to determine who's good or bad because it elevates you from a like a moral standpoint.
Well, I'm completely and wholeheartedly against that. That whole, you know, categorizing people as being good or bad or just looking at people as being on one side or the other, I'm sort of inherently against that as a concept. And the people that do that, I say fuck them. And that's not really the people who listen to what I do. So I feel like maybe I go harder on that stuff. Mm-hmm. And I say fuck it. I'll do more racist stuff, more sexist stuff, more stuff that's going to push that limit, because the people that are subcategorizing people that way, I don't really want them as fans anyway. Those are people who aren't going to fucking get it. Those are people who anything that I've said, any minute of any show, they can take out of context and go, oh, this guy's a piece of shit, racist, sexist, or whatever. So in my opinion, I just kind of go, all right, well, fuck it. I don't really care. I'm never going to get those people. But I can, within this other space of trying to figure out, you know, funny within dirty or edgy or racist or whatever type of content, I feel like I can appeal towards those people. And that's kind of why I you know, push the envelope much more in that direction.
Yeah, I guess it's the shit that makes me laugh, you know? I don't know. It makes me laugh, and I think that there's a way to have those things entertain you and then also not be a piece of shit in terms of your own politics.
Of course.
The things you think and feel, but, you know, I don't know. I mean,
and also sometimes it's funny to just say ridiculous shit or hear ridiculous shit.
Yeah.
Like, I think the component of this show is me and you trying to make each other laugh or, like, trying to stop the other one from making a point by saying something retarded.
Right.
Yeah.
So, like, but that's what people listen for, is our dynamic. Or same with you, with Cumbtown, is your guys' friendship carries the show. So when you guys say ridiculous things in context, we're making each other laugh because we're fucking shitheads.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, look, this is it. Great show. Once again, follow Cumbtown, follow Stone Science, Nick Mullen. It's Muldog Forever on Instagram.
On Instagram, yeah. Somebody else has my name.
It's fucked up. At Kimberly Congdon on Twitter, at Kim Congdon on Instagram, at Zach is Not Funny Everywhere. I am Shannon Lee. I am at Louis J. Gomez, at Realist Podcast, at Gas Digital. Damn, I'm good with those Twitter plugs, Shannon. Am I not?
Great.
All right, well, that's it, guys. Listen, thanks so much for listening to the Realize Podcast. We will be back on Monday with another show. We'll check you next week. Peace.
That's all, folks.